Awareness of positive emotion. So if you haven't already completed the awareness of the body exercise, it's highly recommended that you go back and do this preliminary meditation prior to beginning your main meditation. But as with all meditations, just checking posture. As much of the lower body in contact with the ground, floor or chair as possible. Looking for a quality of stability. Ideally, the hips would be tilted slightly forwards, allowing the spine to follow its natural curve up towards the sky. Ensure that the hands are fully supported. If the hands are fully supported, there should be no weight in the arms whatsoever, and the shoulders and upper chest can relax and open. Allow the nape of the neck to soften and grow long. This will have the effect of tilting the chin in slightly towards the body, so that the crown of the head is the uppermost part of your body. Have the nose in line with the navel, and both ears parallel to your shoulders, so the head isn't tilted in any strange angles. This is the optimum position to allow energy to move freely around the body, giving rise to an upright mind, an alert mind, an attentive mind. So if you haven't done the body awareness exercise, then maybe pause this item, scan through the body, whichever way you find most helpful, until you arrive at just sitting with your body on the cushion or chair, just as you are. So sitting with full body awareness. So take in 2 or 3 deep breaths, exhaling fully and allowing the breath to roll in, ridding the body of any toxins and stale air from the day, reoxygenating your blood supply, increasing the sense of vitality. So just doing nothing for a few moments, trying to force the pace of your meditation practice. Just giving the mind a chance to acclimate to this moment. Whilst we're allowing our mind to arrive fully in this moment, we can be aware of any sights or sounds, smells or sensations, or maybe a sense of any others that are meditating with us. just enjoying sitting here. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, nobody to be. Just being as fully present in this moment as you are able to. So out of this broad body awareness, just allowing yourself to direct your attention towards any aspect of your current experience that you consider to be positive. So it could be a pleasant sensation, a quality of temperature or stability, might be a sense of stillness, pleasure in silence. Could be a sense of generosity. Maybe a pleasant thought. And then just resting your attention on whatever is highest, whatever aspect of your current experience is most positive. And quite naturally, quite organically, you may find that sense of positivity begins to increase, begins to expand, begins to fill you up. If you're struggling to find any sense of positivity in your current experience, however slight, then you can use a few phrases to try and stimulate a kernel of positivity which you may be able to fan from an ember into a flame. So what happens to your experience when you wish yourself to be happy? Or you may choose to wish yourself to be well. Or you could wish to encounter those things that enable us to grow and evolve. But whichever phrase you choose to drop into your practice, it's like dropping a pebble into a still pond. We just say the phrase and just allow its effects to ripple out into experience. We simply allow ourselves to be aware, be as fully attentive as we can. But once you're in touch with some sense of positivity, some sense of what is highest in you, we can let go of any storylines or any phrases, and we can just sit with the bare experience of positivity and just allow that to grow and evolve organically, spreading out, filling us up. So it's quite natural to become distracted. It's what the mind does. It's okay. It's nothing to berate yourself about. But with a kindly, attentive, open awareness, we gently bring ourselves back to the room, back to our body, and its contact between the cushion or chair, in time we allow ourselves to open once more into full body awareness. And then when we're ready, we can reconnect with our practice. So in this moment, we are cultivating, we are allowing to organically manifest and grow a sense of positivity about ourselves. So when you feel established in positivity for yourself, at least to some degree, you can move to the second stage of the practice. So we bring to mind a good friend, or a situation that we find pleasant, or possibly even an aspect about ourselves that we like. And we begin by trying to make this as real as possible. So maybe we visualize our good friend, or we recollect that situation, or we recall this aspect of ourselves that we rejoice in, that we like. And then we take our sense of positivity about ourselves and we direct it towards our good friend or towards that situation that we like, or even directing it towards an aspect of ourselves that we like and enjoy. So we have a sense of sharing our positivity, sharing what's highest in us with a good friend, an enjoyable situation, and so forth. And we just see what happens. What happens to our emotional positivity when we direct it towards something we like, be it about ourselves or a situation, or a good friend. There's no need to judge or label our experience. Just simply watch. In a sense of mystery, sense of interest about our experience. So if at any time you lose contact with anything positive in your experience, just let go for a moment, just relax, take a few deep breaths, and once again allow something positive within your experience to become your focus. Rest your awareness upon it. Allow it to grow. Allow it to expand. Allow it to fill you up. Reimagine your good friend, or that positive situation, and then once more having a sense of directing that emotional positivity towards your good friend or that positive situation. So when you feel that you've exhausted exploration of this relationship between yourself, your own emotional positivity, and a good friend, something you like, you can move to the third stage. And in the third stage, we bring to mind a neutral person. Somebody we don't know too well, and somebody we have neither strong, positive or negative feelings towards. As in the stage before, you could also bring to mind a situation that we have no strong feelings about one way or the other, or even an aspect of our own self that we have no strong feelings for, one way or the other. And whichever focus you choose, just making it as real as you possibly can. Then when you feel that it's pretty real, you can then once again begin to share whatever is currently highest in you, whatever is positive in your experience. You can imaginatively share that with either the neutral person or the neutral situation. So quite often this is a little more challenging than a good friend or something that we like. So you may return to using the phrases once more. So you could wish this neutral person to be happy, and see how that affects your emotional positivity. You could try wishing them to be free of pain and suffering, and see how that ripples out in your experience. Does your positivity grow, or does it subside? Do you lose interest? Do you just go through the motions? So just simply noticing our own positive emotion directed towards something neutral, and how that affects our overall experience. So now we're going to let go of this neutral person or neutral situation just for a few moments. Just check in, you're still established, at least to some degree, in emotional positivity. If you aren't, go back and repeat the first stage, or maybe the second stage. But if you're still reasonably absorbed in positive emotion, you can now bring to mind somebody we find difficult, or a situation in life we find difficult, or even something about ourselves we find difficult. And as with all of the stages before, try to make it as real as we possibly can. So it's probably good not to choose our worst situations, but maybe just something that we find challenging, but not overwhelming. Having made them as real as possible, we can reconnect with our sense of positivity, and then imaginatively sharing what is highest in us, what is most positive in our current experience, with somebody or something we find difficult. What happens to our emotional tone when we try to direct our genuine positive emotion arising in this moment towards somebody or something we find difficult? Again, if it helps, you can try dropping in phrases. Just drop in a phrase and see its effects. Just be aware of your response. Just how open-hearted can we be towards a difficult person or a difficult set of circumstances? or something we find difficult and challenging about ourselves. So we're not trying to change the situation or the facts. We're not trying to pretend that we suddenly like what we dislike, or to rationalise our experience away. We're just seeing that if we can direct emotional positivity towards what we find difficult, does that have any effect? Is there any benefit to having a sense of kindness, sense of open-hearted awareness around things we find difficult? So just letting go of that difficult aspect of experience, be it a person, situation. Just coming back, ensuring that you're still established, at least to some degree, in some form of positive emotion. And then bringing to mind all four people, all four situations, or all four aspects of oneself that you've used in the previous stages. In the example of difficult people, neutral people, and good friends, and ourselves, you can see ourselves in a circle. Each of us sitting in making it as real as you possibly can. Similarly with the situations, you may be able to see them depicted around us. And then, as we have done in the previous stages, in this final stage, we continue to direct whatever is currently highest in this moment of experience towards all four situations, all four beings, and trying to have a sense of sharing what's positive equally. So whether we like something or whether we don't like it, or whether we find it neutral, whether it's about ourselves or about others, we're just trying to share whatever is currently positive in our experience with each of those elements we've so far explored. And then when we feel we're established to some degree in equanimity, when we can share our sense of positivity equally, we can then begin to add more and more beings, more and more situations. So we can begin by people we know, situations we have an interest in. But then we can begin to reach out imaginatively to more and more beings. Making imaginative connections with lives, with circumstances, elsewhere on the planet. We could even reach out beyond this planet, and in a sense of sharing what's highest in us, the whole of the universe. Only limited by our own imagination. So whilst what we're directing our positivity towards may be imaginative, our positivity is real. It's what we're feeling in this moment. It's what is highest in us in this moment. We're just having a sense of sharing that throughout time and space.